Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
.505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. No applause, Jerem? I need a round of applause for Friday, please. Nothing? Well, I'm a little hurt. So right now, no, really, don't look at me with that face. I'll be fine. No. I don't want the pity applause. I don't want the applause you would find like in a Jimmy Kimmel audience when they no. It's okay. It's okay. Well. Nonetheless, it's still Friday, and we have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. All right, just wanted to get that out of the way. But it is Friday. You know, it's really the only time that I get to say that. So I just said it. Oh, cut it out. I'm not crying a little bit. But it's Friday. It's been a long week. I got a couple of days off for good behavior next week. Just FYI. Don't get nervous. People always go, oh, my God, is he no longer there? Believe me, when I'm no longer here, you'll be amongst the first to know. And the way that you could figure that out, if there was like a giant winner of Powerball or Mega Million, and then all of a sudden I disappeared, I will have purchased an island. And that's what it means. Yes. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I'm almost amazed that people got up and walked out. And then there's a part of me that says, no, I get what they want. But you know, what happened is all of the anti-Semites in the United Nations, and that is the vast majority of the people in the United Nations, they're Jew haters, got up and left. They got up and left because they didn't want to hear what he had to say. What Benjamin Netanyahu did was to call out all of the cowards, all of the weasels. But not just the enemies. I mean, you do understand, and everybody understands, Iran's an enemy. But the Frances and the Englands, the Irelands of the world, Canada. They're turning themselves into dimmy states. That's what they're doing. They are hoping against hope, apparently. That when the alligator, when the crocodile is hungry, they'll be the last ones to be eaten because they're the ones who have been feeding it. Right? Churchill spoke about that. What has happened recently has been such unbelievable appeasement and capitulation to the very worst elements of society that it's almost just unbelievable, and yet we're watching it in real time. Netanyahu is fighting for all of us. He did something amazing as well. The technology coming out of Israel is incredible. They had speakers all along locations leading into Gaza so that everybody in Gaza could hear Netanyahu speak. The hope, of course, was that the hostages would hear Benjamin Netanyahu speak on their behalf. Do you notice one of the things he said to Hamas, directed at Hamas? One of the lines, "Let my people go." Sound familiar? Let my people go. Moses, on behalf of God, told the Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Netanyahu used a phrase which I sure hope you have committed to memory, because man, oh man, I have just been using it for your own edification and delectation for years now. "Am Yisrael Chai." The Jewish people will survive. We will survive. But it's only because there are people fighting back that we will survive. I've tried to share with you through the years some handy Hebrew. The most important thing you can learn how to say in Hebrew is "Ani lo medaber ivrit" if you're a guy, and "Ani lo medaberet ivrit" if you're female. What does that mean? It means "I don't speak Hebrew." See, that would come in very handy. But the other phrase you ought to know is "Am Yisrael Chai." The Jewish people will survive. Netanyahu is fighting for the survival of his people. We have seen this story before. We have seen the very worst elements of society do everything possible to eradicate the Jewish people. We watched as Hitler slaughtered millions. We're not going to let that happen again. We're not. And Netanyahu is the tip of the spear to make sure it doesn't happen. I don't really care what your politics are on this. I just don't. I don't care what your hair color is or your height or your weight or anything else. Either you believe that good people should be allowed to live or you don't. Either you stand with good or you're standing with evil. You don't have any other option. Because if you are sitting on the sideline and you're not doing anything, you're not taking a position, you're not standing with someone, I got news for you. You're standing with evil. It is truly that simple. I hope you're not standing with evil. I hope that you are standing with good people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
And, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, I got a few other little snippets here, including, you know, I just mentioned James Comey indicted, two federal charges, and attorneys are saying These are charges that he stands a very good chance of being convicted of. Not good for him, although the rest of us, well. Take a listen. Now, this is Professor Jonathan Turley. He's appearing on Fox, and he is talking about James Comey. Cut number one.
Well, we really need to see what those underlying allegations are. One of the reasons that we've been focusing on his statement in 2020 about the leak is because that's not a matter of interpretation. Much of what people objected to with Comey over the years is that his answers were very evasive. He tended to say he didn't remember things that you would think he would remember because they were rather momentous. And then he would remember other details, no matter how fine the grain. But this is different. With regard to that leak, either he did leak the information or caused someone to leak it, or he did not. And that's not a matter of interpretation. So if that's the false statement, the question is, what's the underlying information that supported the indictment? And the question here is, if it is the same statement that we've been talking about, could he face his former associate and friend, McCabe? And will he repeat on the stand that I was told to leak this by Comey? So that's one of the things we'll be looking at for that source. The obstruction count is really intriguing. That suggests that there was conduct besides, obviously, that false statement. And that's what we really need to look at. An obstruction count can go from 5 to 10 years of potential sentencing. But it depends on what the obstruction was.
This is going to be fascinating. I told you, it has not been a good week for those who were involved in Crossfire Hurricane at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And it will be just amazing to see, perhaps, not necessarily, but perhaps, James Comey and Andy McCabe facing off in a courtroom over who told the lie and who was told to tell the lie, and is somebody now lying about the lie, right? That seems to be what Turley was saying there, right? Somebody said something that they knew not to be true. Were they told to say that? Are they going to be telling the truth now? Is everybody going to be impeached? It's just fascinating to me. This is one of the reasons why, as an FBI agent, you're not allowed to lie. Because once you're found lying, you are no longer going to be able to testify. If you go into a courtroom to testify against somebody in a case, and the defense attorney says he's a proven liar, what do you think happens then? That's why you're out of commission from the beginning. That's why you can't lie. And if it's coming right from the seventh floor, that's what the allegation is. And then the obstruction part is covering this up somehow. Whew. There's a lot there. And it's going to get even more and more and more interesting the closer we get to a possible trial date. Whew, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be interesting. You know what? I'm just going to leave it at that. It's going to be very interesting. Okay, coming up at 5:35, Deputy Sheriff Jeffrey Pattison of the Charles City County Sheriff's Office is our September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. So stick around. That happens at 5:35, 20 minutes from now. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Friday afternoon, it is the final Friday of the month. We will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor at 5:35. Deputy Sheriff Jeffrey Pattison of the Charles City County Sheriff's Office is this month's recipient. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, don't miss the other story of the grown man in Fairfax or Loudoun in the girls' locker room pleasuring himself. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I don't know that I need to add much more to that. We know that story, and it's still out there. And again, it's an Abigail Spamberger. situation, isn't it? I mean, that should be an easy one. Ma'am, do you support guys in girls' locker rooms? That's really kind of a yes or no question. She'll go on a tear, of course, but never say no, which really means yes in this case, doesn't it? 804 says, Jeff, I can't help but think some of these teenage boys just want a cheap thrill. It's been 58 years, but I can still remember how 15-year-old boys feel. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you that some of this with the boys are boys who want to see naked girls. And now they have cover. When you and I were teenage boys, if we had said, hey, let's go peep into the girls' locker room, what would have happened? A teacher, a coach, somebody would have come along and said, hey, knuckleheads, cut it out. No, you can't go doing that. That's not going to, no, we don't allow that. And that probably would have been the end of it, correct? Now, those boys simply have to turn to the coach or the teacher and say, oh, well, we identify as girls. And the teacher or coach, at least in Fairfax, would say, oh, I'm sorry, here are the keys to that locker room. No, go right in. Go, no, help you, take a soda and relax. Enjoy the show. And those poor girls who were there, they're told, hey, nothing you can do about it. After all, those boys over there say they're really girls. Even as they themselves are naked, and you're saying, well, I took biology class, and I was just in biology class, that's not a boy.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
And if you need some documentary evidence of this happening, you can go and watch the movie Porky's. That will give you all the information you need to know. Taking a look at another one, I'm not even going to bother reading this one. This is like 12 different texts, and you can tell when there's an agenda at work. Because what happens, somebody says, you know, I'm a conservative Republican, but, and then they proceed to just flat out tell you a bunch of stuff that's not really true. So no reason to do that one. 804 says, Jeff, one lawyer opined that he wouldn't want to hang their case on McCabe. Yeah, well, I agree with you. It again is just getting to be very interesting times for anybody and everybody from the seventh floor at FBI headquarters who was involved in Crossfire Hurricane. Coming up, we present our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor. It's 525. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! It's Friday, man. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Thanks again to Sheriff Crawley from the Charles City County Sheriff's Office. Wonderful nomination, and what a deserving honoree, Deputy Sheriff Jeffrey Patterson out of Charles City. Good, solid guy. I will tell you that, as always, we just had a great time chatting, and so the entire discussion ran somewhat longer than what you heard. However, Jeremy will have the entire thing up at newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You can listen to it there. You can download it, share it. We've got them all up there. I'm in the process, actually, of going through some old photos from our Blue Friday program for our friends over at the Virginia Division of Capitol Police. We've had a number of their officers honored throughout the years, and they are actually doing an exhibit at their new headquarters, which is in the old City Hall building. It's a beautiful building. If you've not been to the old Richmond City Hall, man, you should check it out. The architecture is just incredible. Just beautiful. But I digress. So they're doing a nice exhibit of each of the Capitol police officers who, throughout the years of our program, has been honored. And they asked for photographs and for dates Well, those involve numbers. You know how numbers and I feel about each other. We don't like each other. So I am actually going through old orders from the CVS photo printing service so I can get them and actually get the dates that we bestowed them. So that's a little something to do this weekend. All right. It is Friday, so of course I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. We will end today as we have ended since October the 7th, 2023, by playing the Israeli national anthem, HaTikvah, that is Hebrew for the hope. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again next week. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.